The governor has proposed the 2020 that has been talked about that will actually double the taxes, but the members of the House and the Senate Finance Committees have made recommendations that that tax be stair-stepped with inflation as a price of fuel, a barrel of oil goes up. The state of Alaska should benefit as well. And I say that this is critical to Unalaska and to the state because we have been sort of stagnant for the last 15 years in this state because we haven't been able to look beyond a balanced budget. We've always been looking to the Constitutional Budget Reserve account to balance this budget, and this will give us enough funds, hopefully for the next 15 years, and we will be able to look at where the state of Alaska is going and look at new additional programs.
I'm sure we're going to get a petroleum tax out of the next session that starts on the 12th. It's a matter of how high it's going to be. Passing the PPD legislation is going to put us in good shape financially, but we still need a long-range physical plan. It's passage of that oil tax will be about 90% dependent on one industry alone, and that's not a good situation for the state.